Welcome to the Moment in Ministry podcast. In a world that's filled with fear and anxiety, it is now, more than ever, imperative that those which are called by Christ's name turn and look upon Him.
Hello, I'm Dave Olson with some words of cheer. When I think of cheer, I think of the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm has provided encouragement and comfort for centuries. The Psalm was penned by David, who tended sheep as a boy, and then eventually became the mighty king of Israel. And consider some blessings with me that he shared about the Lord being the good shepherd. And what David found, you can find to be true for you, because what God does for others, he's always willing to do for someone else. So a few things as we consider the work of the good shepherd. The first thing I see is that he cares. The shepherd cares. A good shepherd cares for his sheep. We're going to go verse by verse and look at this psalm. In Psalm 23, verse number 1, just the first few words says, "The Lord is my shepherd." I like that because anyone can know God personally. And God's a personal God. As I said before, what he's done for others and the help he's given to others and the things he is to others, he will be to us. And so he is a good shepherd. He's my shepherd. And I hope that you can say that too. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I hope you trust Him soon, because Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And if you are saved, well, why don't you just remember that He's your shepherd, and as a shepherd, He's going to take care of you. So He cares. Second thing I see is that He provides. The verse 1 continues and says, "I shall not want." We're not going to be lacking the things that are absolute necessities. God's going to take care and provide for his sheep. Verse 2 continues and says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." God, again, takes care of his sheep. He provides for them. To the sheep, those words, green pastures, they speak of rest. And the still waters, they imply refreshment. To the Christian, God provides rest and refreshment for our soul. So when we're feeling down, we're feeling a little bit dried up, we can turn to our good shepherd and expect to be comforted, expect to have some help. And we should just ask, you know, has a good shepherd ever failed us? Absolutely not. Third thing I see is found from verse 3 is that he heals and he delivers. The scripture says, "He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." I like that. The Lord loves to restore hearts that are burdened either by sorrow or by sin. Is your heart heavy today? It doesn't have to be, because he restoreth my soul. That's what David found, and you can find the same thing if you have the same faith that David had. And He leads us in paths of righteousness. And so he's going to take us down the right paths. Really getting filled with worry and anxiety and fear and having an overwhelmed heart, those aren't the right paths to go down. Those aren't paths that the Lord's leading us down. So he wants to bring us down the right paths, paths to victory, and we can have that, we can enjoy that. The next thing I see is found from verse number 4, is that he strengthens and he comforts. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know, life is filled with dark valleys, but God is close to those who seek him. And although David faced death numerous times, he found that God took care of him, and he found the presence of the Lord to be steadfast and sure. And what we need to do with all this fear and the chaos that's going around us, and even if we experience the shadow of death, what we can learn to say, as David said, is, "I will fear no evil." It's not that we have strength in ourselves, it's that our faith and our confidence is in the Lord, in our good shepherd, who causes us to have no fear. He's with us. And if he's with me, what do I need to fear? He's bigger than anybody. And he's bigger than any problem that you face. Do you have that kind of faith? Do you have that kind of comfort? We move on to verse number 5, and I see that he protects and blesses. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Oh, there's a few little nuggets in here too. Though the enemy is going to seek to harm us, David had numerous enemies seeking after him. And though we may have things out to get us, and you think you might have people out to get you, we know we have a foe, we have the devil. But the Lord's going to watch out for his sheep because they're precious to him. David was precious in the eyes of the Lord, and God watched over him. He protected him. He blessed him. And that blessing comes, you know, and despite of all of his, the presence of all of his enemies, he said that his head was anointed with oil. Now, shepherds would anoint their sheep with oil, and that oil was a special kind of ointment that protected them from a lot of those pesky bugs. Those bugs weren't just pests. They were also dangerous for the sheep. And we got to remember that allowing those little pests of doubt and fear and anxiety to enter into our minds and our hearts, they're not good for us. They'll hurt us. And we can be anointed with oil. The oil is an emblem of the Holy Spirit, and God would like to fill you with the Spirit and help you and protect your mind. So we don't have to have these kinds of things attacking our minds and allowing them to take over. And I like the end of the verse where he says, my cup runneth over. David's saying, wow, he's protecting me and he's anointed me. And despite all these problems, boy, my cup's running over. I've got more than I can even handle. Do you look at that, or are you busy counting your miseries or looking at your mercies? What we need to do is just remember God's been so good to us and count our blessings and be thankful for all that he's done for us. And we sum this all up as we look at verse number 6, where I see that he satisfies. Listen here, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That word follow means to chase, to hunt. And he said, surely goodness and mercy would basically chase after me and hunt me down. In other words, God is so good. He wants to give us so many blessings. He wants to help us. And they're coming after us. So instead of looking at all the problems coming after us, let's look to the Lord and see all of his blessings and see his goodness and his mercy coming after us. And David knew that God's blessings, his goodness, would always be pursuing him. And that's a good thing to be overtaken by. So instead of getting overtaken by all the problems and the troubles, let's get overtaken by God's goodness, God's mercies. And we need to learn to slow down. Don't get ahead of God and let his blessings catch up to you. Then we see not only did that David realize that he was blessed in this life, he was also assured that he would be blessed in the next life. That psalm ends with, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Did you get these things? He says, I will. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. There is a man that I knew. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. And he rejoiced often about the goodness of God. And he'd look at all the things. He'd be talking about the blessings that God has given him. And he'd say, you know what? He'd say, all this in heaven too. I think that kind of sums up verse 6. We've got the goodness and the mercy now. And we've got heaven in the hereafter. What we need to do is just learn to trust the Good Shepherd. Now, David discussed these facts that were evident in his life. And what we need to do is exercise the same faith that he had and make these facts a reality in our lives.